listening to CKMS Radio Waterloo. I'm Aaron, and this is Shuffle Time. Previously mentioned, this is Radio Waterloo CKMS 102.7. I don't think I said the number before. I'm a little rusty because I haven't done this show in a month because I was away on a trip for a bit. I was in Berlin, and also last week I was locked out of the studio, but we don't need to talk about that. I was in Berlin, not a frequent traveler, so that was a fun and exciting experience. And today's show is featuring music that I listened to while I was in Berlin, which means a few German artists, like what you're listening to right now. This is Mouse on Mars, who is not a Berlin act. I believe they are Dusseldorf, which is where a lot of the great German music is from. A lot of the great, you know, Krautrock, Kosmische music, Kraftwerk, I believe, are out of Dusseldorf. But, you know, I mean, lots of great music from Germany, a lot of great classical music, and a lot of great techno music, which, I'm not really a big Berlin techno guy. I'm much more into the Detroit techno acts, but there is a lot of great electronic music from Germany. And as mentioned, this is Mouse on Mars, their track Kanu from 1995 from Yora Tahiti, I believe is the name of the album. This one's pretty neat. Very spacious sounds here. Reminds me a lot of like Future Days era Can, which I played a few weeks. Well, actually, no, I didn't play from Future Days. But a few shows ago, I played Can. And I mean, there are actual guitars on a few Mouse on Mars tracks. Like, there is a very clear krautrock influence in there, which is interesting to hear in electronic music, and it's cool to see kind of that, that lineage of German music evolving and including those rock things. So, pretty cool stuff. I didn't hear a lot of electronic music while I was in Berlin. I'm not really a clubber, so I did not go to Bergane, but I did see the line outside Bergane at 3:30 p.m. on a Sunday, and wow, you really gotta be committed for that. But anyway, this track's cool. Jungle Brothers, who I listened to on the plane ride into Berlin. Actually, I don't think it was in Berlin. I think I had a layover. I listened to it on during the layover. I threw on an early Jungle Brothers thing because they're a late 80s hip hop group that I always liked but haven't really listened to as much as I had liked to. So I listened to this one a bit more. And normally there's rapping on their song. This one's purely instrumental, and this one's got a lot of cool sampling on it. You know, you got the bongo band thing, you got the hooked on a feeling Ooga Chaka, you got some really neat stuff there. And there's a part in the end that I really like. This one kind of stood out just through the layers of cool sampling and stuff on this one for a band where I don't necessarily associate them with the production, but I mean, maybe I should. tried to look up where the sample, the guitar sample, is from. I couldn't find it. I could find like every other sample on that track, and there's plenty, but I couldn't figure out where that one is from. So if anybody knows, I'd love to know where it came from, because I love that guitar line. It feels kind of like West African to me, which it may or may not be. I don't know. That's what it reminds me of. Anyway, we got Dion here, the Wanderer. Every time I wind up walking around in a different city, I throw this on. It's become kind of a ritual for me. I'm not doing Dion's kind of wandering, where he's wandering from town to town. Anytime he gets attached to a girl, he's moving on to the next place, which is kind of funny, because it's kind of the flip side of his previous hit, Run Around Sue, where she was kind of the one going around town, right? And here he's playing kind of a character where he's proud of it, but there's also, Dion even acknowledges this, there's kind of a hint of sadness to it. I roam from town to town, go through life without a care. I'm as happy as a clown. He's going nowhere. You know, he's just kind of aimlessly wandering. He doesn't really have a purpose, which is kind of freeing, but kind of lonely, maybe? I don't know. But anyway, this one's... I've been throwing this one on a lot. Just as I wander around different places. The shuffle, the wandering shuffle on there is like it's just great for walking around. So, great track. Dion, a good lyricist. I think maybe a slightly underrated rock and roller. The Wanderer, 1961. The Jungle Brothers track before that was Good News Coming, 1989. And now we have King Sunny Ade with his track Eje No Gba Ara Mi, which I don't know anything about Yoruba. You're definitely not going to be able to find out what song is by my pronunciation of that, but this is from his album, 1982 album, Juju Music, which was kind of a big crossover hit, or, you know, as much of a crossover hit as this kind of artist is likely to have. I'm playing this on this show because I brought along Greg Tate's book, Flyboy and the Buttermilk, with me on the trip, which I... one of those ones that I had been meaning to read for a long time. Greg Tate, a very important, great music critic. This is kind of his definitive book. And I hadn't really read it. In my defense, it was at a print for a while. I had tried to order it before, and it just never came in. But it was just reissued with a new intro from Hanif Abdurraqib, who is also a music writer worth reading. His book, what is it? They Can't Kill Us If They Kill Us. They Can't Kill Us Until They Kill Us. That one's also worth reading. Flyboy in the Buttermilk is great. And there is a chapter in there. Greg Tate wrote about King Sunny Ade, who he predicted was going to become the first truly international star in the history of pop, which... it didn't really happen. I would have loved to see it, and certainly King Sunny Ade did find international success. He's from Nigeria. His album Juju Music is, in fact, the genre of Juju Music as well. And he got enough attention in the 80s to leverage quite a few great albums. And beyond Juju Music, I would also recommend Synchro System and Aura, both from the 80s. And there's other good stuff, too. There's compilations of stuff they did in the 70s. A great guitarist. Very good atmosphere in this one, that kind of eerie wandering guitar riff you just heard earlier. This one. I've always loved that riff. But yeah, the chapter on King Sunny I Day that Greg Tate wrote is an interesting one, because he was with King Sunny I Day as he was touring around and sort of gaining some attention there. And he wrote of King Sunny I Day, "The joy of the music is evident in the band's sincere big grins, in the ring chingling of the four rhythm guitars, the scatting, heart-popping gallops of the talking drums, the slides, swooping iridescent slides of the steel guitar, the smooth moves and choral slides of the band's lead singers," which maybe you don't hear as much on this track. This one is a little more uneasy, which is a flavor of King Sunny I Day that I like, certainly, but he does have more uplifting music as well. And there's some of that in here, too. He's certainly got a very friendly voice, which you can even hear on this track once he gets back to singing. But great track.
Shiki 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 shoni yo baby. Shiki 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 show me your baby.
Very fluid sounding, very cool stuff. I love the sound of King Sunny I Day's guitar. Evolves from that that more uneasy section into something that is very friendly and welcoming now.
Bye.
This is, well, I guess, I'm playing this because I saw a jazz concert in Berlin. This is Ornette Coleman. That jazz concert that I saw did not sound anything like Ornette. This is the British saxophonist Emma Rowich. I didn't know anything about her music beforehand. I don't know if I'll listen to it again. She was about to record an album right after that show, so out of curiosity, I might check it out. There were a few performances there that were inspired by some novels she read recently. One on Catch-22, another one on Master and Margarita. But, you know, I had a good time at the show. It's always just cool just to see music in a different country. Cool to see, just kind of catch the vibe somewhere else. And just always good to see live music. This is Ornette Coleman, Ramblin' from 1960. The album Change of the Century. One of the more normal Ornette albums that I probably haven't really listened to enough. I haven't listened to a lot of the... I've spent more time with the later Ornette, like 70s and 80s stuff, which is... maybe not usual, but I mean, Ornette has just had such... There's good stuff in every era of his career. One of the more innovative and avant-garde. I mean, he really built the avant-garde. Famously, he had the late 50s album, 59, I think, The Shape of Jazz to Come, and it kind of was. Although I think he got more innovative in a couple of years. Anyway, this is a track that I've been meaning to play on the show for a little while, so this is just my excuse of it. I like this one a lot. The low rumble of Charlie Hayden on bass really ties this one for me. Builds in this atmosphere you got Ornette playing right now, and then you have Don Cherry playing trumpet. Not that Don Cherry. All the Canadians listening, not that Don Cherry. But Don Cherry, another sort of avant-garde musician who played not just with Ornette, but a bunch of different people kind of in those circles. His solo is really good there too. Charlie Hayden also gets a cool bass solo later that kind of turns the spookier atmosphere into something a little more friendlier, maybe. This is a neat track, Ramblin', 1960. You're listening to Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7. I'm Aaron. This is Shuffle Time. Yeah. Higgins on drums too. The little cling clang of the cymbals there, really important. Thank you.
Get funky in the place. Get funky in the place. This pathetic dope addicts have to be abused. It's the same, what a thing to be a prostitute. Life is given to us just to do the right thing. Instead of that, we came a whole wall with big dope feet. Make you feel real bad every time I see another bum old brother sleeping on the street. In the corner, in the morning, every night and day. It's a pity, so many people try to act gay. Everybody's turning crazy, so you better believe to do the right things, or soon you'll see. Life ain't no more joke, it's a serious thing. When you're dealing with the answers that you can't explain. New York City is a place of mysteries. Drug addicts, dope dealers taking over the street. That mayor's always saying, why the hell do we pay for what? Boy, they break the laws and get a couple of days. No sense trying to help, there's really no use. Think the world's messing up, let me tell you the truth. Hard rocks trying to pop with no respect. Niggas waiting at the station for the big paycheck. Homeboys going vacant on Thursday night. Girls waiting in the house for Mr. Right. Kids going to school just to be a fool. Never want to learn to work just to go to a school. It's the funky beat, and it's the funky beat. And it's the funk, and it's the funky beat. Yeah.
Back to the Greg Tate book, it introduced me to this track, which evidently is a classic that I had just completely missed somehow. This is Beat Bop by Rammel Z versus K-Ra. Well, Rammel Z and K-Ra, I don't know. They put the verses in there, it's like a single art or whatever. Frame it however you want. This is a crazy jam produced by none other than Jean-Michel Basquiat, of all people, the visual artist, who apparently also does music. Or at least did this one track. He did the artwork for the single too, which is really neat. Greg Tate doesn't even mention the Basquiat connection, because I don't even think it was known at the time, or at least that he did the music. Maybe it was known that he did the artwork, but either way, Tate doesn't mention Basquiat at all. And Greg Tate talks a lot more about the actual lyrics of the track, which are definitely worth mentioning. Honestly, I get so stuck on the great production, like I didn't even clock the lyrics.
Scooby-Doo, what you wanna do, crew? Just freak out, yeah, baby. Just freak up, yeah, baby. Drink it up, yeah, I don't mind, dear. I can rock you out this atmosphere. Like a gangster, prankster, number one bankster. Got the much cash to make you think you rock on. Until the break of dawn, break of dawn. Keep it on, keep it on. I know ZZ that can rock quick. I like an icon of class, had your rhythm to the stick. Just a rock on like a finger lick. Finger popping, hop popping, now don't stop. Bunny rock, you don't stop. That long fingernail at the end of my tip of my pinky cocaine, make it slip on my lip. Just make you freak when a panty ready with lip. Rock a little pat to the devil.
A little flash of violin you heard was done by Esther Balint, who was a friend of Basquiat's, and both her and Rammel Z would appear later in Jim Jarmusch's Stranger Than Paradise, which I just watched the other day. A great movie. Great movie. Rammel Z just has a small bit part, but Esther Balint has a pretty significant thing. She has her own solo music that's worth checking out, too. Apparently Madonna also played on the jam that inspired this. I don't know. I want them downloading this as part of like a soul jazz, like a record label compilation with a bunch of like New York dance punk, no wave type stuff on it. Like Lizzie Mercier Des Clous, Liquid Liquid, James Chance, Dinosaur L, stuff like that. Kind of an interesting companion to this. You don't really necessarily associate that stuff with hip hop a lot, but you absolutely can. I mean, this does have this very jammy, dancey, punky quality to it. And this came out, this Beat Bop from 1983. This is the same year that Grandmaster Melly Mel's White Lines sample Liquid Liquid, one of those dance punk artists. So you know, it all fits. Some of the violin and everything in there, the big echoes, kind of reminds me of Arthur Russell, who was doing stuff with as Dinosaur L around this time as well. Cool stuff. But yeah, and the lyrics are great too. Greg Tate basically he kicked it off by saying, imagine a rap that's such a hip-hop horror show that it makes the message seem like a rerun of Good Times. He said, only when this two-man Raz turns skizzy, it gets real scary. So much that you stop hearing a comfy routine and begin listening to a house-rocking ritual killing instead. Some of the lyrics he's highlighting, right? It doesn't matter to a thief if you're young or old. It's just money they want. They need it bad. And to take another person's life makes them feel glad. So rock to the funky beat. This is a great, long, long track. Very much in the spirit of previous classic long tracks like Rapper's Delight and The Message, obviously. I'm really glad I didn't miss this one for any longer because, yeah, this one's fantastic.
You don't quit, turn it up, y'all. With the serious shit, you're shaking on. Rocking on and on, break it on. Keep it on, break it on.
Get on.
Get on,
get on,
get up,
get up.
I like a rodeo, big duck. I like a DD to hop in with the BB King on the mic. I like a mic controller, seeking on the freak. I like a little deep deep. You rockin' hard with Kid Judy. I like this show, Patty Duke. Don't stop, I'm Patty Duke. Play down, not hitting the top. I break a rock, grandmaster hip and showing the shocking out. Shake it out, you don't stop.
Get funky in the place. Get funky in the bass. What? All the time that you spent hanging out with your friends, you never took the effort to see what's happening. Crime, can't get it off your mind, cause it's the thing we have to face all the damn time. People always say, why do they break the law? So I'm gonna tell you right now, it's cause of all of y'all. Fast and go like you bowl, I'm gonna let it be told. It doesn't matter to a D, it be young or old. Just money they want and they need it bad. And to take another person's life, it makes them feel glad. So rock to the funky beat. You heard Jack rocking better on the radio set. And if you did, please tell me now. All the others rocking better in town. Had to say, don't run on me. And if you do, it's only jealousy. All the ladies, T-Money. All the homeboys, T-Money. Money making, rock on it. Money making, rock on it.
But the cap kid 38 shooting real straight, cause I'm down like a double dump. I remanipulation on that beat. Breadmaster make a move, make it with the rhythm when I shoot to the boo boo. Rocking on like a tutti frutti boo boo. You know, when I went to school, I went to the depths of hell, to the darkest, deepest corner. Rocking all the women, shocking with the honor. All the other double dump, I'm magical man. I like a dip star, prank star, deafin' with the damn. Def jam, y'all. I like a B-boy making with the freak. A B-boy making with the freak. I shoot it up, y'all, yeah. Shoot it up, y'all, yeah. I'll break it down, yeah, baby. Break it down, yeah, baby. Slipping the dope, yeah, to taking the yoga like a little old homeboy. Shooting with the choke, yeah, making with the sneaker. Rocking like a eagle, MC quick, just the number one leader. Shooting like an uptown. When I step out my ride, I can hit the deck. Rock on to the break of dawn. Rock on till the break of dawn. 728.
It was 3 o'clock, had the money in my pocket, broke to the last drop. I had no way of getting home. I was really messed up cause I was all alone. I felt the real sick and very confused. And my heart was pumping fast, I think it was the fuse. And my legs felt weak and I couldn't walk. Got pains in my chest when I tried to talk. Said, oh God, it had to happen to me. Give me a chance to stay up and get D.O.B. Cause I'm a type of person who likes to play. And at the time I had a drink, got carried away. You know, everybody wants, made a mistake. It's not too late, stay up, so give me a break. I go to church to do my work instead of being a jerk.
So we went from something that was probably, certainly at some point, maybe still is, like the epitome of cool, to something that probably isn't. This is from Rent, the musical. When I was in Berlin, I got to meet up just coincidentally with a friend from the States who also just happened to be there at the time, and their partner, and I was talking with musicals about them, which landed kind of on Rent. They brought it up as a musical that they didn't really like as a show, but they did like the music from. And I'm someone who mostly experiences musicals through, like, cast recordings and stuff like that. I haven't really seen many musicals as live performances, and certainly they're from New York, so they have more opportunity than we do here in Waterloo. I'm not really going to comment too much on Rent as a show. Certainly the overall plot and everything there has it's got some good parts, got some bad parts. It's certainly as a piece of music, I'm playing it on this show. I do like it. It is kind of emblematic of the musical shifting towards a general, like a bit of a dumbing down musically through its attempts to cross over with pop music, which kind of results as a weaker version of both. Not that this was the first attempt at crossing over the musical with that. Obviously, you have stuff like Tommy, Jesus Christ Superstar, Evita, whatever, which those work better probably because they didn't start out as things meant for the stage. Well, I mean, music, maybe Jesus Christ Superstar and Evita were always planned eventually to go there, but they started out as concept albums before they actually made it to the stage. So there's more of an element of rock and roll in there, and Jesus Christ Superstar literally had Ian Gillan from Deep Purple playing Jesus Christ. But yeah, there's definitely a few good tracks on Rent. The instrumentation sounds maybe cheaper than you would, cheaper than a lot of rock music from that era. But it doesn't sound bad either. It's not as strong melodically as some stuff, but there are good. I mean, I think this one has good melodies. Maybe not as complex musically as some other stuff. The Christmas track from Rent is pretty interesting, I think. Anyway, Another Day from Rent, 1996. And now we're on Charlie XCX. I meant to catch up on some new music while I was on vacation, and I did a little bit, but not that much. But I did listen to new Charlie XCX. It was alright, But this is an earlier one. 2011, Stay Away.
Remember what I said the first time we met.
Yeah, this is one of, I think maybe literally her first, or at least her first notable single that, you know, I assume she had something early recordings that not a lot of people heard, but this is kind of the first one that people were paying attention to anyway. This is the first one I heard. It's interesting to see her enter this like big pop star era for her, because it seemed like, and I've been paying attention pretty much since the beginning there, she was trying and failing to make that happen for years before it kind of seemed like she was giving up into like the PC music era when she was doing like Vroom Vroom and the Pop 2 mixtape and stuff. And then yeah, with Brad it just kind of happened. And, you know, it was good for her, I guess, for trying and trying until it actually worked. And I've never really been like a huge Charlie XCX fan. There's always been like a couple of tracks on the albums that I've liked. But I've always thought her worth paying attention to. And this track, that whispery performance here, that convinced me that she was someone worth paying attention to. She was really young. I think she's like 19 or something in this track. So she's been at it for a while. Good for her.
Soy loco por ti, América. Yo voy a traer una mujer playera. Que su nombre sea Martí. Que su nombre sea Martí. Soy loco por ti de amores. Tenga como colores la espuma blanca de Latinoamérica. Y el cielo como bandera. Y el cielo como bandera. Soy loco por ti, América. Soy loco por ti de amores.
One of the other shows I saw live in Berlin was Anafango Electrical, a newer Brazilian musician. I mean, newer, you know, this last decade or so. Another person, I never listened to their music much before. I probably won't that much again, but I had a good time in person. The crowd was great. They were super into it. Surprising amount of people in the audience seemed to know Brazilian Portuguese, or at least enough to sing along to the songs. I couldn't tell whether they were speaking German or Portuguese in the middle. It sounded like Portuguese to me, but I can't imagine that much the crowd is. Maybe they're speaking German. I don't know. What do I know? I'm a freaking English-speaking yokel over here, so. But it was good funky stuff. I'm not really up on what's been going on in Brazilian past like the 70s, beyond the artists that were notable in like the 60s and 70s, just their careers continuing into the next decades and stuff. But I could definitely hear the flavors of that classic music in Anafango Electrico's music, updated for modern times. This is Caetano Veloso, one of those masters of the 60s, 70s, Tropicale, MPB, as the genre goes. Not really a genre name that really does a whole lot for me, because it just basically means like popular Brazilian music that isn't really something. I don't know how popular necessarily the stuff was. Brazil was going through a lot of that time too. This is his second album-ish, you could call it, as far as his first album was with Gal Costa. This is a very colorful 60s performance, which is not really indicative of the rest of Caetano Veloso's music. I associate him more with the dreamier kind of sound, gentler. This track is actually written by Gilles Gilberto, Soy Loco Por Ti America, which Gilberto did then many years later in the 80s. He did his own version of his own track, which is quite good. I don't know if he did a version before that or not, but it was written by him. Colorful, bouncy. It's a fun track, and I did in fact listen to it while I was in Berlin because I wanted to listen to some Brazilian music before I headed to the show. It's fun. I'm assuming you can figure out what the title of the track translates to. Sneaking in some Brazilian-inspired video game music, because I did play some games while I was on vacation. I brought my Steam Deck with me, which was, I'd like to bring something smaller next time I'm on a trip, but that's neither here nor there. And I mostly just threw on Octopath Traveler Zero, which I've been playing off and on this year. It's a modern Japanese RPG that, it's a good one to just sort of jump in and out of, especially as someone who played Octopath Traveler 2, which this track is from, and they're very familiar with how the game plays, but it's a good one just to pop on. You can get through a chapter in, like, I don't know, 45 minutes or something like that, so good for just a short little play session. Octopath Traveler Zero is actually, it was like a mobile game that Square Enix revived, kind of made it just like a normal game. Anyway, Octopath 2, a very nice RPG. This is music is composed by Yasunori Nishiki, who one of those artists who's like inspired by the classic video game composers, which is kind of a little dicey, I think, when you get into that territory of like being inspired, your chief inspiration being from video game music, because then it's kind of, you know, snake eating itself territory. I think it's a pretty good soundtrack. There's a bit too much music on there, maybe, but it's good. It's tasteful. There's a full orchestra. Doesn't get too voyeuristic with pulling from different cultures, as they tend to do. You have different areas that are kind of inspired by different tracks. You hear that one has more like a samba rhythm. But you like the orchestra gently swelling in, the punchy horn alongside it. I think it's pretty good, pretty tasteful. The orchestra doesn't sound overblown. The track is called Triple Hoopoo Secret Paradise. Now we have Hunhur 2 from Russia's Russian Tuvan Throat Singing. I kept seeing posters around Berlin for shows I wanted to see, and this is one of the groups that I was like, oh man, I wish I was here for that one. I don't think they're playing for a couple months. This would be a killer show. This track is from 1994. I wonder how the throat singing like changes the voice over the years, but I would love to see this band live. Thank you.
같은 바샤면 군주에 나다라 간격들을 왜 봐야 양나의 가랑맨데 노라라로 산격들을 왜 봐야
1956. Highly recommend checking out. Recordings on Mixcloud. Again, the show is Dance Grammar on CKDU over in Halifax. Lots of incredible music there. 1956 is a deeper and more richer year than I would have even guessed. Lots of really cool music. I only caught the tail end of it while I was actually listening live in Berlin at like 8 in the morning. I kind of woke up to the tail end of the show, which had a lot of incredible, beautiful classical music and related such things. Great things for easing into the dawn, into the day. And the last track that was played was this Greek music. Not this track, the first track on this album, which is like it's a folkways, like the record label album of Greek folk music. They did a lot of these from the late 50s and early 60s, which I have to pay more attention to. On the Folkways website, you can download some of these albums. They have the original liner notes, which is really cool that you can download. The original album for this did not credit the performers, but their site does now. So we actually know who did these, which I'm Anastasios Halkias, Kyriakos Halkias, and Fotis Halkias. So I assume, you know, same last name, some familiar relationship there, I assume. But yeah, this the other track that got played, and I mean, this track too, just kind of blew my mind. This is a rare instance of me hearing music at this late stage that I feel like I have not heard before. Just incredible sounds. It's rough but organic, and Nathan described the track as it feels like, it sounds like breathing, which is a description that I really like. So, and you know what, I'll get into the next track too, which is the last track I have for today. I went to a musical instrument museum in Berlin where you could browse your phone and like listen to what the different instruments sounded like. One of them was a harpsichord playing Bach's Goldberg Variations. This particular variation, Variation 15. This is Wanda Landowska playing this on harpsichord, which feels like the real way to listen to Goldberg Variations. You know, obviously, Glenn Gould's piano stuff is wonderful too, and there are many great piano variations. But for me, it's hard to beat the harpsichord. I love the harpsichord. So, anyway, thank you for listening. You're listening once again to CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. I'm Aaron. This has been Shuffle Time. I will be back next week, probably, hopefully. Thanks for listening. Good night.